I look upon the arts community as something that is vital to the interests of a central business district and as a way to provide a service to citizens in the community. I mean, the chief venue that we have in downtown Wilkes-Barre is the F.M. Kirby Center for the Performing Arts, and that's over 25 years of service to the community. It's drawn tens of thousands, scores of thousands of people with great performances and so forth, and that's just one example.
Howard Grossman of the Wyoming Valley Art League drawing attention to the F.M. Kirby Center in downtown Wilkes-Barre, where there will be a Live from the Chandelier Lobby performance featuring Project Grand Slam this Friday at 8 as the culmination of Third Friday Wilkes-Barre. Admission is free. The Kirby Center is just one of a dozen venues taking part in the Third Friday celebration. And if you look at a map to plan your itinerary for Friday, you'll be viewing roughly the area many would like to see declared to be an arts district in Wilkes-Barre. Howard Grossman is one of the arts advocates working in that direction, and he is the secretary of the board of the Wyoming Valley Art League and a past president. He is fundraising director of the Pittston Memorial Library and former executive director of the Economic Development Council of Northeastern Pennsylvania. Howard Grossman has been keeping us informed of the progress he and his colleagues have been making with regard to the Arts District in Wilkes-Barre, and he stopped in at the WVIA studios recently to bring us up to date.
I think the arts relate to community and economic development and quality of life. That is part of what I think the Wyoming Valley Art League and other arts organizations are all about. And we're particularly interested in the future of downtown Wilkes-Barre and also all of Wyoming Valley. And that, to me, is representative of what we're defining as an arts district. Now, in a program like this, we talked about an arts district several months ago. But since that time, we've had a wonderful meeting at the Wyoming Valley Art League in April, and we talked with representatives of the community what an arts district would be like, what is the meaning of it, and so forth. And I have a definition I want to share with your listeners. Some art organizations have defined an arts district as a well-recognized, labeled, mixed-use area of a settlement in which a high concentration of cultural facilities serve as the anchor of attraction. I think that word anchor is extremely important. And I think the arts can be an anchor for the future of downtown Wilkes-Barre. In fact, I'm very impressed with what is already happening in the city and in downtown. And that's due to a lot of people. It's due to what city government tries and attempts to do. It's due to the Wilkes-Barre Downtown Business Association. It's due to the Diamond City Partnership and what Larry Newman does with that organization. And it's due to the Greater Wilkes-Barre Chamber of Commerce. We've all read or heard about recently that they're trying to restore the Irem Temple. And who knows what could go into that facility if enough money is put together and it can be part of what I'm calling an arts district. And we've defined an arts district in downtown with the centerpiece being the Circle Center of the Arts, which is the Wyoming Valley Art League. It's the home of the Wyoming Valley Art League on South Franklin Street, 130 South Franklin Street. And when you add to that the Marquee Art and Frame Shop on South Main Street and the movement of the Sardoni Gallery to that facility by Wilkes, and add the possibility of an additional building, which we're looking at in terms of the Art League, you already have, I think, the framework for an arts district. So I think the exciting news is that this whole project is moving along, and we want to make sure that your listeners know and appreciate what is happening in downtown. And I've tried to do a little research about arts districts in other parts of the country, and what I've found is that certainly large cities like Philadelphia and Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania have arts districts. And I might add that in a place like Denver, Colorado, which is also a large city, they have 7 arts districts in their community. So it's spread far and wide in that particular community. But in addition, you have Allentown, which has an arts district. You have Memphis, Tennessee. You have Ashland, Oregon. And in the state of Kentucky, you have several cities. They're not large, huge cities, but they're small, medium-sized cities that have arts districts. In fact, they built the revitalization of their downtown based on an arts district. And I think that same level of movement and commitment can happen in the city of Wilkes-Barre. You have other cities like Cumberland, Maryland, Cleveland, Ohio, Dallas, Texas, Fort Collins, Colorado, and so on. I could name a lot more. If you look at a map of the United States and you try to define what is happening in downtown, very often you will find that there's an arts district attached to the movement toward revitalization or renaissance of the Central Business District or the downtown community. And that clearly is something that can happen in Wilkes-Barre because, as I said earlier, to some extent, this is already happening with what is already in place. We just need a little bit more effort to define the boundary lines of the arts district and move forward and have, I think, a number of actions take place. Now, one action would be perhaps a stakeholders group being formed. And the stakeholders group would be members of the business community, members of the governmental community, both in the city and the county, maybe representatives from Luzerne County Council, as well as City Council in Wilkes-Barre and other communities. And you would have that kind of group, the stakeholders group, being the maybe central point by which an arts district can be fully implemented. And you'd want to look at the economic impact of the arts, and I've looked at reports for Pennsylvania and have seen what has happened, and I've seen also what has happened in our sister county of Lackawanna. Lackawanna, as we've said at prior sessions, has a county arts commission, and it's staffed, and it has money for grants. And wouldn't that be wonderful if we could see that happen in all of the counties of northeastern Pennsylvania, including Luzerne County? Now, we all recognize some of the fiscal difficulties that exist in the county, but I think if we can educate and convince county council that this is something that makes sense from an economic standpoint, maybe there'll be a buy-in. And it doesn't have to be a large sum of money, but something small to start with, and that can grow over the years. And I think also you do want to define the borders of an arts district. You want to define the role of the city government in this movement. You want to create a steering committee, and the steering committee would include representatives of the three or four arts organizations that I've mentioned. And one thing that's very important, if you look at a map of all the nonprofit organizations that exist just in downtown Wilkes-Barre, it would amaze people. And it's a service being delivered by a lot of different arts organizations. Could be a dance company, could be ballet like Ballet Northeast, could be painters like those who are associated with the Wyoming Valley Art League, a business like Kenny Marquis' business in downtown Wilkes-Barre. So you have a lot of opportunity. And I think you can add to that greatly by forming some kind of formalized arts district. And I think it leads to breaking down regulatory barriers that may exist to forming such a district, looking at all the assets and the liabilities. I mean, every community has liabilities as well as assets. I like to believe, and I do think it's true, when you add up the number of assets versus the number of liabilities, there are many, many more assets all across northeastern Pennsylvania, all across the city of Wilkes-Barre, all across Luzerne County, than there are liabilities. So we want to make sure that efforts are continuing and undertaken to correct the liabilities, but also to market and measure the assets and tell people, both who live inside northeastern Pennsylvania and those who might want to visit northeastern Pennsylvania. And that brings me to another agency that's very important. That's the Convention and Visitors Bureau that exists in Luzerne County. And they have an executive director who's also a member of the Third Friday Committee. And the Third Friday Committee is very important for a group of several months of time. And we're right in the middle of the summer, or it's the early part of the summer, but this is going to continue through September. And every third Friday, there'll be a very special event taking place. And that's when a lot of these arts organizations get a lot of people. I know it's true of the Wyoming Valley Art League, and I'm sure it's true of some of the other organizations. And one of the other factors that I think is very, very important is the role of the colleges, the higher educational institutions. And we have a lot in Luzerne County, a lot in Lackawanna County, and some of them have arts departments. Some have faculty members who are artists also or interested in the arts. So I think that's a tool that can be magnified greatly over the next several years. And they should become part, they're stakeholders, and they should become part of a stakeholders group that looks at the advantages and assets of an arts district.
Howard, are there community development grants nationwide that communities like Denver or Memphis might have drawn upon to help advance the development of such communities?
Yes, there's governmental grants, there's private sector grants, there are foundation grants. So the public grants are limited. As we all know, budgets have been cut and so forth. But you have the National Endowment for the Arts, which is a national organization. And if you're a local arts organization that's been in business for a number of years, you might be eligible for a grant from NEA, the National Endowment for the Arts. And that could be something that we can promote and look at, and we are going to look at it very carefully. And in Pennsylvania, you have the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts. You have a citizens group that's available to contact relative to any type of arts organization. And you have the gaming grants. And the Wyoming Valley Art League, as an entity dealing with the arts, has applied for a gaming grant. It has to go through a municipality. In this case, it's through the city of Wilkes-Barre. And it goes through the Commonwealth Financing Authority. And what we're attempting to do, by the way, is to make the building that we are in at 130 South Franklin Street available for disabled people, because it's a little bit difficult for disabled to climb the stairs that are there. So we want to put an elevator in, and we want to add another bathroom that's handicapped accessible, and we want to do some other things. So we have submitted a rather large grant. Perhaps it'll be hopefully approved maybe over 2 or 3 years rather than in 1 year. But hopefully we want to get started this year with trying to do the improvements that are necessary. And I think that all adds, by the way, to what this whole subject is about, and that's an arts district. An arts district can be a way for downtown to survive in the long term. And I give a lot of credit, as I've said earlier, to Larry Newman and the city council and the mayors past and present to be the type of people who are responsive to what this can accomplish in the way of improving downtown. So last time I was here, when we talked about this topic, I pointed out that Larry Newman had prepared a 4-page document about arts districts, which we are using. I happen to have a copy right in front of me. And Larry really spent time in thinking through what an arts district can be and perform. And from his standpoint at the Diamond City Partnership, all those kinds of things are very, very important. They bring a lot of organizations together. And that's another point. I give a lot of credit to WVIA because of the arts conference that was held, and hopefully that's going to happen again at some time down the road. And that was regional, and you had a lot of different art organizations. And that's another thing. If we added up all the arts organizations that exist in just in northeastern Pennsylvania, it would amaze a lot of people. Because sometimes you see, you know, something that the Art League does, something that the Ballet Northeast does, something that another arts like Kirby Center does and so forth. And you don't think about what really is happening in a whole region. In a whole region, it's amazing what we have to offer. So I always say also, both in what I used to do and what I'm doing now at the Pittston Memorial Library, is that we have great assets and great resources, and there's a lot to do. So young people who say sometimes there's nothing to do in northeastern Pennsylvania, maybe that was true 45 years ago. That is not true today. And we have great sports, professional sports and baseball and hockey and the raceway in the Poconos, Pocono International Raceway, and we have a lot of sports through the colleges and so forth. And I think you're going to see the growth of sports. I've always advocated, and we don't have it yet, but that in northeastern Pennsylvania, we should have a regional sports commission, and we should have a regional arts commission of some sort to really promote and market the arts, because the arts attract a lot of people. If you look at data that shows the number of attendees of arts activities that are ongoing, it would probably be a higher number than all the sports activities, as big as they are, combined in northeastern PA. So the arts have a lot of employees. They add to the income strata of the region. They add to the quality of life. So what we're trying to do with this idea of an arts district is just expand on all of that and make it so to speak, and become something that we can all be proud of, that all the citizens, the 1 million plus citizens of northeastern Pennsylvania, can be proud of.
Howard Grossman, who is an arts advocate, he is the fundraising director of the Pittston Memorial Library, former executive director of the Economic Development Council of Northeastern Pennsylvania, and currently secretary of the board of directors of the Wyoming Valley Art League and a past president. He has been speaking with us about the efforts in the Wyoming Valley to develop and establish an arts district in downtown Wilkes-Barre. And he celebrated Third Friday Wilkes-Barre and its contribution to the cultural life of the Wyoming Valley. And Third Friday Wilkes-Barre, the Art Walk, will take place this Friday, July 15th, from 5 to 8. And you will have a chance to enjoy original artwork, music, to meet artists, musicians, and friends at participating galleries and businesses. And July's Art Walk will feature three venues showcasing performances. The Wyoming Valley Art League is hosting the Age of Aquarius, with the Music Room performing from 5:30 to 7:30. The Music Room, Michelle Millington and Barry Rogers, will be joined by the Wyoming Valley West Middle School Chorus and their director, Scott Coates. Downtown Arts performance will begin at 6:30 with Michael Steck and Dance Theater of Wilkes-Barre. And from 5 to 8 p.m., art walkers can stop at Midtown Village to watch Perfect Harmony Center for the Arts. And the night will culminate in a free performance at the F.M. Kirby Center at 8 o'clock as part of their Live from the Chandelier Lobby concert series. And it's the jazz fusion band Project Grand Slam. That's at 8 o'clock on Friday night, July 15th, this Friday. Robert Miller is the force behind Project Grand Slam. It is an acclaimed jazz rock fusion band, and they will be performing for free. And that's at the F.M. Kirby Center in the Live from the Chandelier Lobby concert series, all part of Third Friday Wilkes-Barre, July 15th, 5 to 8. Walk around town and then enjoy the concert by Project Grand Slam at 8 for free at the Kirby Center. For more information on the web, Third spelled out, T-H-I-R-D, thirdfridaywb.com, thirdfridaywb.com. There is a map and a list of the venues and the various performing artists. That's thirdfridaywb.com.